Maseches Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. There are a lot of new concepts in this Masechta. It's kedai to see some form of introduction to the Masechta. There's an introduction in the Kahati. There's an introduction in the Artsvah Mishnayos. There's a lot of information. I'll try to say it in an abbreviated. Demai is produce that's taken from an Amah Aretz, an unlearned person. Chazal were concerned that he didn't take off the proper Meiser, specifically Meiser. Truma, it was in the times of the Gemara, it was accepted that they did take off, but Meiser, they suspected that there was a significant minority that didn't take off. And although Midaraisa, biblically, we could rely on the majority of them that did take off Meiser, however, the Rabbanan were concerned about this, and they required someone who purchased or received produce from Am Haaretz to take off Meiser again. However, there are many, many leniencies regarding Demai, as opposed to regular produce that, for sure, Meiser was not taken off of, and they will be discussed in the Masechta. The first Mishnah begins speaking about a leniency regarding several different types of produce that were of not very great importance and were very often hefker, ownerless, and so between the potential that Meiser was possibly taken off and the high likelihood that these are hefker and things that are hefker are not obligated in Meiser, so then these things were exempt even from the obligation midrabanan of taking off Meiser from Demai. So Mishnah Aleph, Hakalin Sheba Demai, the coolest, the leniencies regarding Demai, and it lists here several different species. I'm basing it off of the translation in the Art Scroll, which is pretty much following the Rav, but there's difference of opinions on the translations of these different trees. Hashitin, which are wild figs, Viharimin, and the lotus plant, Vihauzrudin, and sorb apples. These were a type of cheap apples that grew wild. Uvenais shuach, and white figs. Uvenais shikba, and the fruit of a hybrid fig tree. The Rav says it was a hybrid between fig and chestnut trees that were crossbreeded. Vinevles hatamara, and windblown dates that the owner, he doesn't care about the ones that blow off of his trees. Vagufnin, these are late season grapes that the owner doesn't care too much about. Vanitzba and caper, all of these plants are either low quality and so they grow wild, or they're fruit that are coming from a time when the owner doesn't care too much about them and they're highly likely to be hefker. And there's no requirement to take off Meiser from these if you receive them from an Am Haaretz, because of a Svek Sveka, possibly he took off Meiser, and possibly they were hefker. Now, there were two different parts in Eretz Yisrael. There was the Galil and Yehuda. The Galil was the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, and Yehuda was the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. The first half of the Mishnah is describing the status of the trees in Galil. However, in Yehuda, it was different. In Yehuda, these trees were possibly considered more important and not necessarily hefker. And the Mishnah continues and says, Ubi Yehuda, in Yehuda, in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, there was a different list. Ha'aig, the sumac tree, Ve'achemich of Yehuda, and the vinegar from Yehuda area, Ve'akusbar, and coriander, these were the trees in Yehuda that were considered not very important and very likely to be hefker, ownerless, and did not require demai. Rabbi Yehuda comes to give conditions on things that were said, and he says, Kol Ashitin Peturin, all the wild figs that we mentioned in the first list, are pater, are not obligated in taking off Meiser from demai, Chutz Mishel Dufra, with the exception of Dufra. The Rav says Dufra is a double crop tree. This tree had the capability of producing two crops a year, and it was a more valuable tree and expected to be privately grown. So these you needed to take off Meiser from Demai, from Am Haaretz. Kol Rimin Peturin, all the lotus trees are exempt from the halachas of Demai. Chutz Meirime Shikmaina, except for the lotus from the area called Shikmaina, that was the name of a certain place, and apparently there the trees were of better quality and not likely to be hefker. Kol b'nai shikma b'turis, all the fruits of the hybrid fig trees are exempt from the halachas of demai. Chutzmin hamastafis, except for the ones where the figs would split open, these were higher quality fruit and were privately grown. Mishnah base. The Mishnah discusses the halacha of taking off Maaser Sheni from Dmai. Maaser Sheni was taken off in the first, second, and fourth and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. And it was separated and it was taken by the owner to Yerushalayim and eaten by the owner in Yerushalayim. The halachas of Dmai, also Maaser Sheni was taken off, but there's several leniencies listed in the Mishnah. Mishnah Beis, Hadmai Ein Lechemish. You do not have to add a fifth when being paida, when redeeming the fruit and putting the Kedushas Maaser Sheni onto money to bring to Yerushalayim. You did not need to add a fifth, which was unlike the regular Maaser Sheni off of regular produce. Ve'ein Lebir. It doesn't have the halacha of beer, which was done at the before Pesach of the fourth and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. There was something called beer where they had to, any trumas and meisers that were still in their house that were not distributed had to be destroyed. So that did not include the meiser sheni of Dmai. V'nechal einin, it could be eaten by einin, someone who had an immediate close relative that died that day. And this is an akula specifically here by Dmai. V'nichnas liyushlaim v'yaytse. The produce of Maaser Sheni was allowed to enter Yerushalayim and to be taken out, which was not applicable to regular Maaser Sheni. U'ma'avdin es mi'utay b'drachim. And you're allowed to lose or destroy or abandon a small amount of the Maaser Sheni while you are on the road to Yerushalayim if some was left in a dangerous area or if some just got destroyed in the process of traveling. That was acceptable as opposed to regular Maaser Sheni. He's allowed to give it to Am Haaretz, even though possibly the Am Haaretz may not eat it. Bigdusha, he may be tummy when he eats it. He's allowed to do that. However, this person, the giver, has to eat the same amount, equal amount to what he gave to Am Haaretz. He has to eat an equal amount, Bigdusha, in Eretz Yisrael. And this was so he shouldn't take advantage of this leniency. He would still have to eat the same amount from other produce. To what he proportionate to what he gave to Am Haaretz. More leniencies. The Mishnah continues. U'machal and I say kesef al kesef. When you transfer the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni onto money, this was done to make it convenient. A person has a large crop and he has a lot of Maaser Sheni, and it's hard to travel to Yisrael. He doesn't want it to spoil, so to travel to Yerushalayim. So what he could do is he could be put it on money, paida on money. Generally, it always had to go upwards onto copper coins, and then onto silver coins, and then onto gold coins, all to make it easier, having smaller amount of coins to make it to go to Yerushalayim easier. However, over here, he was allowed to switch the order. Mechal and I say kesef al kesef. He's allowed to be mechal, transfer the kedusha, even from silver onto silver, without going upwards. Necheshes on necheshes, and from copper coins onto copper coins. Kesef on necheshes, he can even go backwards, from silver onto copper. And the Mishnah says, even unecheshes al peris, he can even go backwards. Once the Kedusha was put on money, he can even go back down from the copper coins down onto Paris, even outside of Yerushalayim. That was acceptable over here by Dmai, unlike regular Maaser Sheni. The Yiftas of Paris, and then he should redeem those Paris back onto money and bring them back into Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say that no. Once he puts the coins back down onto fruit, yala peris v'yichlu b'yushalayim. Then the peris now, the fruit that he has, that the kedushas Maaser Sheni went from the coins back down onto fruit, those peris have to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten to Yerushalayim. He can't then put the kedusha back onto money. Unlike the first opinion, the Rav Meir, the Chachamim disagrees and says that once the kedusha goes back onto fruit, they stay there and you can't put it back on the money. It has to be brought as is to Yerushalayim.